You're listening to the Barrel Icing Training Help Podcast. I'm your host, Brianna Avery. In this week's episode, I'm going to talk to you guys about how to overcome riding fear, specifically after an accident. So I've been here, been in these shoes, and I'm going to tell you guys how I got over it and how I gained confidence afterwards. So plus, make sure that you guys are following me on TikTok, YouTube, Pinterest, Instagram, Facebook at Barrel Icing Training Help. And make sure you guys share these podcasts because I'd love to repost your guys' content and let you guys be, you know, seen by my audience as well. So let's get rolling with this episode. Fear is something I never actually thought I'd have to deal with, especially with that thing that I loved the most. Now, I'm not talking about fear about asking someone a date or fear of going to a job interview. I'm talking about fear of doing something you actually love doing. So, as you guys can imagine, I was in a horse accident about 2 years ago, and for, you know, ever since I was 13, I've been on the back of a horse, and I've never had any fear there. Everything has just been so easy on the back of a horse. I just had really picked it up super, super easy, and so, obviously, it's something that I fell in love with, and I had zero fear with. So, before I get going too far, I want to tell you guys exactly what happened. So, the place that I trained at had super big draft horses. Like, I'm talking, you know, 1,700 pounds at the least and, you know, 2,300 at the most. Like, these were huge, huge horses. So, I got a really, cool opportunity to go and train these horses. So, one day, you know, I'm picking out a horse and I was like, okay, you know, I'm going to work this horse first. Picked out a horse, you know, she's a 1,700 pound, like, Percheron quarter horse mix. She's still pretty big. And, you know, got her up, saddled, walked around, and I started riding. And, you know, super relaxing. I'm just, you know, living the life. Training horses my whole life. It was, you know, it was awesome. All of a sudden, you know, she stumbled on her front end. It was, like, in slow motion, and I could just feel her following. So, all of a sudden, my whole right leg and, you know, everything under from my hip down was just crushed by this huge horse. And, you know, of course, I laid my hands out trying to catch the rest of my body. But, you know, I was too late. My head smacked the ground and the horse rolled back up. And I remember hearing voices saying, hey, hey, like, are you okay? As I got up, I saw the horse next to me laying down. And I was like, holy cow, I cannot believe, like, what just happened. So, you know, I tried to take one step. I felt a huge amount of discomfort and pain in my right leg. You know, specifically in my knee, as I was standing there, I leaned down and put both hands on my knee. And I just remember, you know, they kept asking me, like, hey, like, are you okay? Are you okay? I don't even think I've actually, like, responded and been like, yeah, I'm okay. Like, definitely was in shock. But I just couldn't believe, like, what had happened to me. So, you know, took care of me, took the horse, you know, the farrier who was there, who helped me out, you know, was like, hey, you know, you probably should look at your face. And I think that was his nice way of saying, like, you look really banged up, but, like, I don't want to tell you that. So, I was like, hey, well, I probably should call somebody. So, I told my boss and, you know, she comes running over. She's like, hey, like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I'm not really sure. Like, my leg really hurts. Like, that, yeah, something is not right probably. So, took me to the office and I had to fill out, like, an accident form. And then we drove back to the city to get, you know, get to the doctor's, which was, like, a 30-minute long drive. That was the longest drive of my lifetime, may I add. But anyways, put a brace on my knee, took some x-rays, and they, you know, gave me crutches, and then they suggested I go see a specialist. So, lots of help that was, you know, it was not, I was still in a lot of pain. So, definitely not a big help on that. But, you know, super uncomfortable, painful, I couldn't really do anything. I went to so many specialists, and, you know, they said, oh, well, you know, nothing looks wrong. It was just kind of like a major muscle bruise all the way around my knee. It was, like, super nasty looking. So, you know, doctor's appointments went on, laying on the couch, studying for barrel racing, doing nothing, pretty much started. So, you know, like I said, pretty much just laid on the couch and really could not move. Like, I would just, you know, let me just give you, I guess, a short glimpse into how it was. So, if I moved my leg, sheer pain would just, like, tear down my leg. It just felt like my muscle was being torn apart. So, I don't even think that was, like, a really great description, but, like, that's about what it felt like. But don't even get me started on those long walks to the bathroom. Like, yeah, that was awful. So slowly I began to kind of get back and do the things that I actually could do and start to actually walk again. Definitely took, like, a month to actually get to that point, but from where I started, it was definitely, you know, making progress. So the whole time has been quite the experience, and, you know, I definitely felt like I stayed pretty positive, you know, the whole time. Like, every time someone would say, like, oh, I'm sorry that happened, like, that's awful, you know, I'd just be super positive, and I was like, oh, that's fine, it just happens, like, I kind of signed up for it. Definitely, you know, riding horses is dangerous. So I decided I wasn't going to be negative, and I wasn't going to let any kind of negative thought go through my brain. And I just always kind of laughed it off, talked positively, thought positively. And I made sure that I was just getting ahead in my bro racing, because I was like, you know what, I'm just going to take advantage of this, you know, listening to videos, articles, podcasts, I mean, visualizing, I just did all of that. And so, you know, I was getting to the point where I was like 6 months down the road, and now 2 months, and I was trying to make sure that I was still keeping going and getting healed up and making sure that I was, you know, going in the right direction, you know, faith, that was like a big part of it, and also making sure I was talking really positive to myself. That also helped me to really heal up. Like I said, like, I'm still 2 years down the road, but I have healed up a ton since then, and there have been some awesome stories that I'm going to definitely get to in a minute. But I want to say, that's not to say that I never had any sort of mental breakdowns about the whole situation. My rule was, I was allowed to have a breakdown or two, but it couldn't be for more than a few minutes. I had to come back and tell myself 10 positive things about the situation, even if it became hard when I was trying to do something. Instead, I would just laugh and be grateful for what I was learning. I remember, like, sitting at the physical therapy office all the time, and, like, if anyone has been to physical therapy, you know how painful it is. And so anytime, like, I'd try and do something and I'd be like, wow, I used to be able to do this, this is awful, I would just laugh. And, you know, for instance, like, learning how to use those muscles again was super, super frustrating. And, like, I would about kill myself falling down the stairs, and I would just laugh. Like, it was just making sure that I was laughing and I was just being positive about it. That really helps you to heal up really quick. But anyways, there was kind of like a joke around. I just was like, yeah, I'm kind of just walk around like a hunched over old person, even though I'm like, I was like 18 at the time. Like, I was super young when it happened. But laughing was a really good medicine. So if you guys are in this position right now, laughing's a good medicine. Like, just laugh, try and be positive about it, count your blessings. And then really just being able to look at those things, you know, I'd look at myself and be like, yeah, like, you know what, I can actually walk today. You know, a couple weeks ago, I couldn't even walk. Or, you know, I can actually learn how to drive today. Like, I can actually drive and I didn't kill anyone. Like, I can actually ride, and just so many other things. And I had so many people around me helping me heal up, which was awesome, and I'm forever grateful for. So looking back, having, you know, a 1700 pound horse land on me, on a girl that weighs like, heck, not even 100 pounds, clearly should have been way more hurt than I actually was, and it was definitely super watched over, and I'm very, very thankful for that. So now, as you can imagine, after you guys kind of know what happened, I had fear, and that was not on the back burner, it was on the front burner. So it was definitely pretty prominent when I decided to get back on the horses at work. I didn't have any fear when I was riding my own horses, because I was like, yeah, whatever, like, I already have a huge bond. I know these horses are going to, you know, take care of me. I wasn't really worried about that. But then when I got to riding other horses, you know, at work, or it was just the same thing, the same place where the accident happened at work, whenever a horse would even trip or remotely do anything that would spark that trigger, all of a sudden, all of the memories would just come flooding back, and I just had an overwhelming feeling of just fear, and like, my heart would start racing, and I would mentally just be thrown for a loop. And I'm sure a lot of you can relate if you've been in an accident before, or if you just have fear with riding horses. So I've talked to many, many, many people, and I've read many books, and I'm just trying to figure out how I can get over this fear, because surely, like, I'm not the only person who had ever been through this and kind of lost confidence. And it was just like, I'm not the only person. And so coming through this, I never had found anything that could work. And so I kind of had to come up with my own thing. So here's kind of what I came up with. So when I started doing research, the answers, I guess, that everyone was saying was mostly just like, oh, cowgirl up, just do it. Like, mentally, that just doesn't work. People would just say, like, ride through it, you'll be fine. And for those of you who have actually been in an accident, you know that those little tiny things trigger from an accident memory to start replaying in your memory, and there's just problems to just arise. And so, you know, not only when you're riding, but like, if you have to just kind of ride through that, it really actually just hurts your confidence more than everyone's saying that it will just, you know, help your confidence. So simply just trying to ride through it, definitely, like I said, it just hurts your confidence more than actually fixing it. So the minute you start to replay that accident in my mind, I was, you know, visualizing something I didn't actually want to happen. So when you visualize things in your mind, your brain actually doesn't know if it's happening or not. So imagine visualizing your accident over and over and over again in your brain. Now your brain is sitting there thinking that your accident keeps happening. And this causes your brain to go into overprotective mode. Your brain is there to actually keep you alive, keep you safe. And our brain is not there to help us have a great time. Like, it's literally just there to keep you safe. And so after it goes into this overprotective mode, even though there isn't a prominent danger in front of us, your brain is now being perceived that there is. So now you guys can kind of see where that goes and where that fits in. Your brain just kind of starts to lock yourself up. Now, that's not to say don't ever listen to your brain, because like I said, it's there to keep you safe. But we have to make sure that we can do all we can with training and making sure that we're physically safe. By doing this, it gives your brain a ton of reassurance, just not all of it. Sometimes there isn't anything physically, training-wise, that we can do depending on the accident. Sometimes it's truly just an accident, like mine was. Now, you have to fix this mentally, on that mental aspect of things, which is definitely the hardest part. But when we get rid of thinking about the accident and how it might happen, we actually set ourselves up for success. So when your brain tries to go into keeping you safe mode, and it's just fear, try this. So, alrighty, so we can sidetrack our minds by basically just saying 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is a method developed by Mel Robbins, which if you guys haven't read her book, oh my goodness, it is amazing. But anyways, you're telling your brain, okay, we're not thinking about my accident. We're now going to think about this. And you just kind of change your mindset simply by going 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So now, before you even get on, you need to make sure that you're mentally actually prepared to hop on that horse again. And by preparing ourselves, we need to actually make sure our horse is prepared, making sure that that horse has every bit of training done possible, that now you know that you're going to be safe. Now, this is not to say that accidents won't ever happen. Your horse is going to trip. Your horse is going to spook at stuff. It happens. That's just kind of what we signed up for. Those triggers from those certain kind of accidents are just going to happen, and we have to just learn how to deal with it. So now the trick is if you're thinking negatively and you're already setting yourself up to kind of create that fear, you're not going to be able to help yourself. So the minute that you let negativity set in, and that is the moment that your fear is going to set in. So make sure that you keep that in mind. But the moment that you're positive and the moment that you start building back up that confidence, when those things happen, the triggers, that sense of fear, a sense of uneasiness or less confidence, you need to tell yourself something positive. Now, I want you to do this. Don't let your brain think about the accident. Instead, I want you to think about what you want to do. So before you even get on the horse, make up a positive statement about things that do happen when your horse trips. So for example, when the horse that I got on the accident, she tripped. So I decided that whenever I was riding and a horse tripped again, I'd tell myself something positive that would counter argue what I was worried about happening to myself again. So I tell myself, I've trained these horses to pick themselves up when they trip. I'm going to stay in the saddle. Kind of sounds super, super silly, but like, I promise you it works. So I'd follow that up by saying 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then I would focus on me riding. The trick is to make sure that you don't use the word not. Like I was saying, it is a positive statement. With the example I just told you, it's positive. I don't ever use the word not. Whenever you start to use that negative form, you're just creating negativity. So creating something positive, for example, like my horse is going to stay up, or this horse will keep me off the ground. The minute that we can get rid of that fear, get rid of the negativity, then we can really start to gain that confidence after you get going. So now, if you're like me, after you got in an accident, I lost a lot of confidence in myself and a lot of confidence in my ability to ride. So confidence is one of those things that it really isn't measurable. Sometimes it's hard to get back. And, you know, I can tell you that with hard work, it'll slowly come back. Another word for being confident means that you're self-assured. Confidence comes from consistent, positive, and focused work on that specific thing. Now, how would you work on this, might you ask? Well, first off, let me tell you, obviously riding, training horses, spending focused time, consistent time, doing those things will help you gain back that confidence. Now, the way that you become self-assured is making sure that you have put in the time, making sure you've put in the work, making sure that you're seeing those results. Think before your accident, you were at some sort of level of confidence. How did you actually get there? Whether you're working on it or not, just by spending time and learning and writing, you actually were gaining that confidence. So the more that you know the more confident you're going to be. That's backed by solid facts and making sure that you're just really putting in that time of training and putting it to action, and you'll see it pay off. When you're confident, you know that you have to put in the work, and you have seen those results before, and you want to be able to keep putting in consistent work, dealing with that fear and really just pushing past it through these ways that I've told you. Now, there's three important things that we need to note when we're trying to gain back or even just gain confidence. First, do not chase perfection. It's not a thing. Second, don't compare. Comparison is a thief of joy. No one's journey is the same. It's not fair to ourselves to compare our first time to someone doing this, you know, maybe their 1,000th time, or maybe, you know, they've done this 300 times. Like, just don't compare. Third, fake it till you make it. Think about it. Which person looks more confident? The person walking or riding who's looking at the ground, or the person who's looking up, focusing on what they're doing? Well, obviously the person looking and focusing on what they're doing looks way more confident. Eventually, we start to believe it. If we really can focus on making our body positioning and then getting our minds on track, you're really going to gain that confidence back. And to whoever's reading this, whoever's listening to this, whether you feel like you've lost confidence or you just have fear about what you're doing, know that if you put in that work, you're going to gain it back. That confidence will come. Trust me, if I can do it, you can do it. I can already tell you that just by putting forth this effort to listen to the podcast, you're going to do it. All right, I really hope you guys enjoyed some of those tips and tricks to help you guys get over riding fear and a little bit of my story and what's happened to me. So make sure that you guys are subscribed and making sure that you guys are sharing these podcasts. I'm going to continue to do them as long as you guys continue to want them. So make sure you guys tag me at Barry Singh Training Help on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and Pinterest. And I will see you guys in that next episode. Thanks for watching.